105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Residents campaigning to make Cambridge's Fendon Road roundabout safer have called on the County Council to act after discovering that up to 1,800 vehicles use the junction every hour, which represents one every 2 seconds. The figures come from a survey carried out by residents last year and led by Cambridgeshire County Councillor Amanda Taylor and Cambridge City Councillor George Pippas, who represent Queen Edith's. And we've got Councillor Taylor on the line now. Hello, Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Good evening, thank you.
Good to have you on. So tell me a little bit about this then. For those who don't know the roundabout, maybe you could start off by describing where it is and what the issues are.
Thank you. The Fendon Road roundabout is just a stone's throw from Addenbrookes Hospital in Cambridge. So it's extremely busy and a lot of buses go to Addenbrookes. So there's lots of buses around, delivery vehicles. Also, as well as ordinary motor traffic, there's a lot of bikes and pedestrians, children going to school, so
and does
the whole of the world, really.
Yeah, does the hospital add to all of that?
The hospital.
Yeah, in terms of traffic coming in, I guess, also sort of ambulances getting into the hospital, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's one of the major employers in Cambridge, so there's always a lot of people going to the hospital, staff, patients, and people delivering things as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got Longroad Sixth Form College close by and two primary schools.
Yeah, and is this constant during the day, or is it just perhaps at peak times when there's extra pressure on the road?
It's busy all day long. We did a survey concentrating on the 7 till 10 rush hour in the morning and the 3.30 to 6.31 in the evening to get the busiest periods, and 1,800 vehicles per hour was the peak during that rush hour.
Mm.
But overall the periods we looked at, it was between 1,300 and 1,800 vehicles an hour. But that's one every 2 seconds.
That's quite a high number, or at least presented that way. It certainly does. And do you think that's any greater though than other parts of the city? You only have to step out of the front door of this radio station to see a whole load of bicycles going past.
I haven't surveyed every roundabout in Cambridge, as you'll appreciate, but what we do know is that this Fendon Road roundabout has got the second highest accident rate in Cambridge. An independent survey was done by a personal injury lawyer for bicycle accidents.
Right.
And they found that the Fendon Road one was number 2 out of the top 10 dangerous junctions in Cambridge. One of the problems is that because it's so dangerous for bikes, bikes go on the pavement. We've got 1 in 5 bike users actually moving to the pavement before they cross the road. That in turn makes it dangerous for pedestrians. I was talking to somebody today who's got 4 kids. She says, you know, it's very, very dangerous getting them to school.
And yeah.
When the bikes are trying to cross the road as if they're pedestrians, then there's no room to move.
Yeah, it's strange though, because at the moment we've got quite a bit of work going on the roads around Cambridge, particularly the cycleways. And I'm wondering how Fendon Road managed to get missed off the list.
Well, I wonder too. we're rather envious of the Radigan Road roundabout, whereas we know that that's dangerous, but we know that ours has got the second highest accident rate.
Mm.
And we would like to see some progress made there and to make that roundabout made safer for all road users. Crossings on the approach road, such as Fendon Road, as well as something to make the roundabout itself a less hostile environment for non-motorised traffic.
And what do you think you'd do? Some sort of traffic calming going on, perhaps, to ease it in the lead-up to the roundabout?
I would like the traffic people at the County Council to advise on the best way forward. What they asked me to do was to go away and get some data so they'd actually got figures to work with, which is what we did. We had about 10 people working on a survey to get this data. It may be that it's some kind of way of crossing over the top of the roundabout, or it might be crossings on all of the 4 approach roads. I wouldn't like to predetermine what the solution is, but I'm damn sure that we do need a solution before we have fatal accident.
So to run me through the process, so you've been asked to collect the data together. Who within the council will actually make the decision? Do you not get a say anyway as a local councillor?
What we've asked for before is to have a crossing out of transport section 106 money, which is money which is contributed by planning developers to offset the traffic impact of those developments. And we've been advised that we need to go away and get some statistics to try and access funding for the big roundabout itself, as well as the approach road.
Right.
So that is what we've done.
I wonder if you have any sympathy with Daniel Zeichner. I don't know if you caught his comments yesterday. Of course, the Labour prospective parliamentary candidate. He was saying that the Conservative County Council is making decisions on a city where it has no representation. Do you think that's fair?
I do, and I'm very pleased to say that one of the first things that we did when we got onto the county council after the Conservatives lost control was to propose an amendment to the constitution. Now, at the moment, the Conservative cabinet member for transport makes all the decisions on what happens in Cambridge, whether it's spending on roundabouts, whether it's yellow lines, disabled parking bay, or whatever. And we have called on the county council to allow area committees for transport, so in future Cambridge will be able to make its own decisions, and there'll be a new traffic committee which will be composed of Cambridge councillors, and there'll be the option for people like Daniel to come along and speak to the committee.
Do you think that will
so
get
that we hear from local people?
Do you think I'll give you more of a chance to get Fendon Road, if you like, to the top of the list, or at least towards the top of the list? I'm sure there's probably other areas of Cambridge which would like a bit of money spent on them as well, as far as traffic's concerned. But do you think that's more likely to get issues like Fendon Road at least, you know, solved quicker and a decision taken?
No, I think it's right that local decisions are taken by local people, and partly from a democratic point of view, but also because local people know their areas best. I know when we had an area joint traffic committee in the past, before the Conservatives disbanded it, we used to get people from the Claim Recycling campaign coming along, which was very, very useful. We had the benefit of their expertise and local knowledge. So the Liberal, I was involved in proposing a motion at the Council's AGM after I was elected. We were pleased to get Labour support.
Well,
and it went through.
Well, Councillor Taylor, thank you very much for joining us on Cambridge 105 today. Let us, you know, keep us informed on how things go with that, and if the your survey findings are both accepted by the council, and also the progress of any local transport committees that come together.
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much indeed. That's Councillor Amanda Taylor joining us on the line there. She represents Queen Edith's for the Cambridgeshire County Council. It's now 5:33.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.